MY4G, W4DJW. Do we have a net control operator on the frequency?
W4DJW, this is KO4JKV. I can run it. I think I'm kind of ready.
Echolink station, can you repeat that?
W4DJW, this is KOK. I was just saying that by Echolink, I can try to run the net.
Do you have a station that you can run it from, or are you talking about trying to run it from Echolink?
The antenna that I usually use on midnight, I was listening to my Slim Jim antenna through my HT, and it didn't sound very good at all. So I can try this again. I've done it before.
KO4HK.
Hey, Patrick. That solution through the Echolink is not going to work. It's too sluggish. It's too slow. Go ahead, Patrick.
Do you want me to pick it up?
Negative. That's a non-sustainable process. We're not going to go down that route. Okay, we do not have a net control operator this evening, so this will be an automated net. We'll have take about 5 minutes to check in using the pre-net check-in capability. Just go ahead and log yourself in on the pre-net check-in, and in about 5 minutes from now, we'll run the automated net, W4DJW. This is W4DJW. We'll be running an automated net this evening. Go ahead and check yourself in via the pre-net check-in capability, and between 7 and 10 minutes after the hour, we will run the automated net. You've got time now to go ahead and log yourself in via the pre-net check-in capability, W4DJW.
This is KC4W.
Go ahead.
Dylan Anderson, KC4W. I sent you an email here a couple of days ago. I want to just briefly tell you what's going on when I'm trying to check in on the pre-net check-in. It just started here, it seems like, not too long ago. It says I'm checked in, but I'm not seeing my name listed on the check-in list.
Okay, I'll check on that. I've seen your name in there plenty of times, so I'll have to check on that after this net, but I appreciate you letting me know. Did you send it to my Charter email address or to my Gmail address or to my – I no longer have AT&T.
From QRZ, it was your Charter email address, and I've got the same email address here. I'm on Charter.
Okay, I'll check again. I got a ton of them today, but I'll check again. And see if I can find it. But I'll go ahead and try to add you myself and see if I can figure out what's going on.
Okay, thank you, Dave. One thing I noticed right quick, I'll tell you, there's a call. It checks in early, and it's a KC4WG. Just wondering, are you doing a double check possibly when I check in with KC4W that it's ignoring my check-in?
That could be a possibility. I have had some people say that they weren't able to check in before in the past, and I know that that can be a problem sometime with Jim, W4JF or something like that, and there's a W4JFK or something like that. All right, so I've seen that kind of problem in the past. I can't say for sure that this is that problem, though, but I will check into it.
W4DJW, this is KC4W. Thank you.
Anytime, Bill. Thanks for letting me know. W4DJW, we will be running an automated net in about 3 minutes. So if you haven't already, go ahead and go to the Breyers Pre-Net Check-In capability and log yourself in via the Breyers Pre-Net Check-In capability. Thank you. W4DJW, standing by for the automated net at 10 after 9. If you want to give me your call name and location, I'll check you in while you're mobile.
This is Alpha Juliet 4, Echo November. This is Bobby. I'm mobile right now, headed to the house, so I don't know exactly how that other part's going to work out. Kind of new to me on that one. Haven't been on FM in a while. But anyway, I'll be negative, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, Bobby, you are checked in. And you are checked in, and your location is mobile. But we got you checked into the net. Anybody else that's mobile that needs checking in, just let me know. I can check in, or Patrick can check in if you need checking in. Go ahead, Patrick.
Nick is the invalid.
On your checking in, try it again. You may have hit somebody. You may have hit it at the exact same second somebody else hit it. That would would be rare, but it's not impossible.
Going up Knox Valley, try again.
I just checked you in, Patrick. I didn't have any trouble. Patrick, KO4HKX, Penrose, North Carolina.
KO4HKX, location. When I click check in, it does not. It just comes up Indian Valley, try again.
Okay, we can look at that after the net. You're checked in for now, though. But we that's have you checked in before on pre-net, right?
No.
Okay, it could be. Well, I don't know. We'll check on it afterwards. It's 10 after now. We're going to go ahead and launch it. We've got 30 stations checked in. Is anybody in the process of logging themselves in? I need to wait.
Norway, Texas, Quebec,
Eddie
Simpsonville,
in and out, over. Okay, Eddie, I got you checked in. Anyone else that's working on getting checked in that would like to check into the net tonight?
I'm trying to get checked in unless you want to go ahead and check me and Richard and Michelle in.
All right, Lorena, I'll get you guys checked in.
Check in. Please check in. KQ4, Zulu, Victor Golf, in Greer, Linda. Negative and negative.
Okay, Linda, we've got you checked in. Anybody else that's waiting to, that's wanting to check in and having any trouble getting checked in this evening before I launch it?
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is automated. My name is Mark. I am a computer-generated voice. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, it's called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. This is an automated amateur radio net. While we are experiencing an insufficient quantity of net control operators, we will use automation to cover the gaps. This reduces the load on our existing net control operators. If you are interested in becoming a net control operator, you can contact any net control operator, and they can assist you in becoming a member of the team. We welcome new operators and can help you get your station set up for calling nets, as well as learning how to become efficient in the duties of a net control operator. Being an automated net, we will not take interactive check-ins. Check-ins must all happen prior to the start of the net at 9 p.m. Check-ins are accomplished through the pre-net check-in process, which is located on the brars.cc website. You can find the link under the club repeaters drop-down menu items. It is the first menu item labeled Net Pre-Check-In. Due to the lack of any interactivity capability, EchoLink stations will not be permitted to check in during the net. The EchoLink functionality will be turned off during any automated net. EchoLink stations can use the pre-net check-in link to check in as well as any other operator. If you don't have internet access in your location, you can request another ham to check you into the net, a form of relaying you in, when they perform their check-in. This is the W4NYK repeater. We will now begin acknowledgement of the stations that have checked into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net this evening. Net Control would like to recognize the following stations. KC4PLT Richard from Pendergrass GA. KC4WGG Patrick from Rome GA. K4XMR Mel from Prosperity. KO4ZEW Ben from Simpsonville. W4FCM Fred from Traveler's Rest. N4IEI Isla from Traveler's Rest. W2AMD Andrew from Simpsonville. AA4GH Gus from Punta Gorda. KG4PFI Don from Piedmont. KG4QLQ Linda from Piedmont. NC9V Leon from Hendersonville. KE4DXJ Windy from Hendersonville. KI4LZI Andy from Table Rock. WW4JET Matthew from Pickens County. Table Rock. KE5SHR Caleb from Greenville. KQ4ZWS Christine from Traveler's Rest. KB2BYQ Dave from Easley. KG4WNP Landon from Liberty. KA3WPP Howard from Piedmont. KQ4WHN Mark from Greer, South Carolina. K KI4GOD John from Simpsonville, South Carolina. W4DJW Dave from Greer SC. KO4YHY Jim from Berea. KR4ACR Terry from Moore SC. W4IOE Sid from Fletcher, North Carolina. WB4ZPH David from Taylors. KC4EZN Harry from Candler. KO4QLG Chris from Liberty. AJ4EN Bobby. From Mobile. KO4HKX Patrick from Penrose, NC. W4NTQ Edda from Simpsonville. KQ4AZ Kevin from 96SC. KK4ONO Lorena from Piedmont. KK4DMW Rick from Piedmont. KM4MOQ Mitchell from Ware Shoals. KQ4ZVG Linda from Greer. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will not have the rag chew portion of the net as this is an automated net. Thanks for tuning in this evening. We had a total of 36 stations checking into the net this evening. I will be closing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net at this time. Please be sure to stop back by tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. where you'll find Gary, KI4DOS calling the net. I'm sure he will appreciate your patronage. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
W4DJW, this is KQ4WHN. Mark, you still out there?
KK4WHN, W4DJW, I'm still here.
Sounds like you need me sooner rather than later. When would you like me to start?
Well, if you can be here every Tuesday night, right? I don't have any way to contact Ariel, and he shows up sometimes and he doesn't show up other times. So if you can be here every Tuesday night, you can have all the Tuesdays. If he shows up and I'm here, I can let him know that you're going to take his place. I don't want to have a conflict. I just want you to be aware that I don't have a way to contact him directly. I've sent him emails and I'm not getting any response from him. But if you want Tuesday nights, you can start with Tuesday night next Tuesday, and you've got them all from here on out.
My only concern there is I do travel, but the month of April seems to be a little light on travel, so at least for the next couple, I should be fine, but I'm a better communicator, I suspect, so I can definitely keep you up to date on my availability if it's...
Okay, and we do have other net control operators that are learning. They're not quite there yet. And what you can do is I can hook you up with one of them. And if there's one that comes up that you know you're not going to be able to attend, maybe you can reach out to them and have them prepare for that when they're ready. They might not be ready by the time the first one comes up. But we've had it work that way where a couple of people work a night of the week and they trade off according to what their schedules allow.
Understood. Okay. Well, that was fairly unsatisfying, but I understand why it happened, and I'd like to try and make that as infrequent as possible going forward.
I would like the same. I much prefer a human being there, but we also have to let people know that we depend on volunteers, and without volunteers, we have to come up with a sustainable process, and last month proved we did not have a sustainable process, and we will not go there again. We will do, this is the lesser of two evils.
Sometimes it's good to feel pain. It's one of those learning experiences that everybody can appreciate all that's done on their behalf when maybe they don't realize all the work that's involved there. I'm slowly learning what is involved in being trained to be a net controller, and I've learned that I need to wear my readers when I stand in front of this keyboard and start hacking out the call signs. But ready or not, I think I need to be there.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you Tuesdays. And if you can't make it, that's okay. Let me know ahead of time. Or if I have somebody else who is in training who says they're ready to start, then I'll give them and you Tuesdays, and the two of you can decide on who's going to call which one.
Roger. All right. Well, Tuesdays it is. I'll do what I can to be there whenever possible, and if I'm traveling, I'll let you know.
That works. Thanks for stepping up. We do appreciate it very much. And for everybody else that's listening, I know that was not what you wanted for Annette, but we have to do what we have to do. And hopefully we will have to do that less and less as time goes on. W4DJW.
4WHM. Clear.